This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay. Here's the deal. I'm not here to waste your time. Okay? I certainly hope you're not here to waste mine.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream.
Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. Be water, my friend.
Welcome to Unstrategic, podcast about digital strategy. Hey guys, I am your host, Adam James LaMagna, and it is a pleasure to announce that this is the inaugural podcast of Unstrategic, the podcast about digital strategy. And you can find us at unstrategic.com, where we will be putting up the episodes as they come out. So I'd like to take a minute and just quickly explain why I'm starting this podcast. I've been wanting to do something like this for quite a while. It's just, you know, finding the time is difficult, as I'm sure we all can attest to. So about a month ago, I was in Philadelphia for an open source tech conference, and I was asking people for strategy resources. I probably asked about half a dozen people, and one of the last guys I talked to put it pretty succinctly when he said, "No one's going to let you in on their strategy resources or processes because that's what makes companies the big bucks." And, you know, I thought about it. I said, okay, that makes sense. But if that's true, then where are people learning about strategy? I mean, you either have to learn it from one of the big strategy consulting firms, or you have to learn it at the place that you work now from somebody else in your agency or company. So what I want to do is I want to democratize strategy. I want to make it accessible to people. I want people to use this podcast as a resource to learn about different areas of strategy. But I'm also doing this because I want to learn about strategy. I feel like I'm in the infancy of my strategy career, so I want to have guests on that can teach me things, that can enlighten my strategy practice and processes. And who knows, maybe I'll find in 3 months down the line that, you know, this podcast is not viable because no one wants to talk about strategy, and there's, you know, I might run out of strategy resources, but I am going to give it a shot. So, being a strategist, I get asked from time to time, what exactly is digital strategy? And I have this analogy that I call the snow leopard analogy, because to me, digital strategy can be like this elusive creature, right, in the tech space. So bear with me on this one when I explain this analogy to you. I think it'll make sense in the end. Now, a while back, there was this series on the Discovery Channel called Planet Earth. And Planet Earth, there was one episode where these two camera guys basically mapped out the entire landscape of the snow leopard on this mountaintop. And I think it was in the Himalayas. And they wanted their whole goal was to capture the snow leopard on film, which had never really been captured on film before. So they planned and they mapped and they researched. And 9 times out of 10, probably close to more like 99 times out of 100, they went up to the mountaintop and they couldn't capture the snow leopard. But that 10th time, when they did capture the snow leopard, it was awesome. And to me, that's kind of a great analogy for strategy, because you can spend all this time mapping your web project, planning things out, road mapping, and still not hit the nail on the head when it comes to producing that either that digital product or that website. Now, don't get me wrong. I think using strategy will ultimately produce a better product or web project than not using strategy. So the point that I'm trying to articulate is that we can do all this mapping and we can do all this planning, but we can still not get the results that we want based off of the strategy that we take. Strategy is this elusive creature that can be really hard to capture. And really, what I'd like to do with this podcast is get that creature to come out of the shadows.
The snow leopard. Seldom seen. The detail of their lives has long been a mystery. But now, at last, helped by the latest remote camera technology, we are getting closer to them than ever before.
Now, tell me that doesn't sound like digital strategy, right? Well, maybe. I have my own theories on strategy, and I will kind of present those to you in this show. So So before we get into today's episode, why don't I really quickly just tell you a little bit about me? I'll give you guys the 2-minute version of my life story. So I was born and raised in a small New England town called Norwich, Connecticut. It's where the casinos are now, so Foxwoods and Mohegan. And when I graduated high school in 1999, I wanted as far away from my hometown as I could get. So I moved all the way out to Hollywood, California. And I was 18, and I was on a quest for rock stardom. I wanted to be a rock star. You know, I had hair down to my mid-back. I looked like Axl Rose, kind of dressed like him too. I was a singer, and I also played guitar. I played rhythm guitar, acoustic. When I got out there, I realized that I actually had to survive. And so trying to become a rock star was a little harder than I thought it was going to be. I had to pay for things like rent and food and electricity, go figure. So I ended up doing something practical instead. I got into sales. And for a kid who didn't have any college education, sales was the only thing I could do where I could make a decent amount of money. So I started working for the studios out there, handing out TV show tickets to sit in the live studio audience of shows like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and, you know, Friends. The Jay Leno show was big at the time. And then I, you know, after about a year and a half, 2 years of doing that, I got into door-to-door sales, where I basically sold cases of steak and seafood door-to-door. Yes, I was the meat man. And after a couple of years of doing that, I got into high-pressured, extended auto warranty sales. So I would sell basically extended warranties over the phone, but it was a high-pressured sale. You have to buy on this phone call. But I did that job successfully for a number of years. And I, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, looking back on that experience selling car warranties, and what made me successful at it was really apathy. It was, you know, not caring whether or not someone bought or didn't buy, because there was always another lead. And I think that's essentially why I decided to leave, was because, you know, I didn't feel like I was adding much value to people's lives. And I think there just comes a point when, you know, you recognize that there's things you want to be doing and there's things that you don't want to be doing. And that was one of the things I didn't want to be doing. So after a couple of years, I got out and I went into construction. I got as far away from sales as I could possibly get. I became a roofer out in Hollywood, and then I moved over to rough framing. And then when I was about 26, 27 years old, I came back east and I got into green building. Now, while I was in construction, I was also going to school full time. So I was working full time, I was going to school full time. And then right before I turned 30, I got an offer from my sister, Nikki Snow, who you guys will actually meet in an upcoming episode. She is a software engineer and she's done some really cool things in her career. She's worked for some really cool companies. So she's going to be coming on one of our episodes to talk about technical strategy. But before I turned 30, she basically gave me an offer to come up and live with her in Boston and learn how to code. So for the better part of a year, I ate, slept, and breathed code. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP, WordPress. And then I started my freelance career like everyone starts their freelance career, by giving away websites for free. And I know that's a horrible thing to do, because what we do is valuable. But that's what I did. I wanted to build up my portfolio, so I started doing blogs for my friends, and then I moved to small businesses. I got some contract jobs, and then I found Oomph. And Oomph is where I learned a lot of my skills in terms of strategy and kind of the digital, you know, planning and project management and account management and sales aspect of tech. So at Oomph, I, you know, basically scoped projects, wrote proposals, you know, went out and closed business, but it married my sales experience from California with my technical knowledge that I got, you know, working with my sister, and combined those two together. After Oomph, I moved over to security, where I learned all about web and website security. And then I moved over to Hedgehog, where I am now. In Hedgehog, we're a post-PC technology consultancy, and basically we specialize in mobile apps. So I've gone from kind of the sales aspect to the tech and web development aspect into the solutions consulting and business development, over to the cybersecurity world, over to the digital product world. So I feel like I have this kind of well-rounded base of information in many different areas that hopefully give me enough knowledge to be doing this podcast. All right, so let's get into today's episode, which is entitled The Complexity of Strategy, because I think, as we all know, strategy can be very complex. And I think, you know, the episode today is going to set the stage for the upcoming episodes, because if we look at this thing called strategy, I mean, how do we really define that, right? Strategy, is it an action? Is it a philosophy? Is it a discipline? And to me, the answer is yeah. Yeah, it's all of those things. And so I think there's a couple of different levels or layers of strategy complexity. I mean, there is obviously the discipline itself. So I think there are a few different disciplines, right? There's your business strategy, which I think is what I would define as the macro strategy. So when you work with clients from, you know, a multitude of different sectors, all of them are concerned with their business, whatever it is. And when you're working with them, they've hired you to do a job on the digital front, whether that's build a website or build a mobile application, but that's ultimately feeding into their business and going to help their business succeed. So if you think of strategy as this kind of web of entanglement in terms of discipline, you have the business strategy at the very center. Then you pull outwards from that and you have your digital strategy, and then you have your brand strategy. Beyond digital strategy are things like web strategy, mobile strategy. Beyond brand strategy are things like content strategy and social media strategy. And then beyond the business, you know, keep on going from the business outward, you have sales strategy and marketing strategy, account strategy, I mean, product strategy. There's all these different types of strategy in terms of discipline. So that's one layer. The second layer of strategy is actually defining it, right? What is strategy? Now, I define strategy as a decision loop. And this loop is called the DADA loop. So data, analysis, decision, action, and then you rinse and repeat. Now, the DADA loop was actually made famous from the military. It's a fighter pilot dogfight process that pilots will go through in order to not get themselves killed.
Shortly before the big attack, United States aircraft were busy shooting up enemy fighters in the normal run of duty. These combat shots give some idea how American pilots helped to clip the German raiders in the New Year's Day attack.
So, and actually their loop is called OODA, so it's observe, orient, decide, act. And basically what it means is they're looking at the landscape, they're understanding their environment, they're analyzing and interpreting that information, they're deciding on what to do, and then they're acting upon that decision. And that, to me, is strategy. Strategy is a decision loop. And then there's a third layer of strategy. Well, there's probably a fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth layer of strategy. But the third thing I want to talk about is the actual act of strategy. So what are the tactics that people use to execute on strategy? As a strategist, you know, it's our job to observe, explore, probe, inquire, study, detect, and then, you know, above all that, we need to harvest intelligent insights and put together solid recommendations. If If you think about it, being a strategist is almost like being a detective trying to solve the crime of the century. I know that might be blowing it a little out of proportion, but if you really think about it, we A, ask a lot of questions to a lot of different people. B, we inquire about different areas of the business. C, we try and detect clues or look for clues, look for things like anomalies in the data. And then we try and solve this puzzle by putting all the pieces together and making an awesome web project or web product. So strategy is really this very complex web of all these different layers. So think strategy and context, and that's what I tell people. I mean, if you look at things like context-aware design, our smartphones have had context-aware computing in them where, you know, they can make recommendations based on your location, your phones can auto-adjust the contrast on a bright or gloomy day. They take into consideration their environment, and they act accordingly. So strategy and context is similar. Take into consideration your environment and act accordingly. Just remember that strategy has these layers that include disciplines, philosophies, and tactics. So if we start with the first layer, which is the discipline of strategy, we can talk about a lot of different things here, right? And the episodes, I want to focus, you know, each episode I want to focus on a different area of strategy. So I want to have business strategists on, I want to have technical strategists, design strategists, social media strategists, because there are all these different disciplines of digital, quote unquote, digital strategy that we can talk about. So let's talk about a few of those, right? I mean, if I'm looking up what is business strategy on Google, what I'm going to find is business strategy or business management is the art, science, and craft of formulating, implementing, and evaluating cross-functional decisions that will enable an organization to achieve its long-term objectives. Now, if you look at a definition of brand strategy, that's a long-term plan for the development of a successful brand in order to achieve specific goals. If you look at digital strategy, that is a plan for maximizing the business benefits of data assets and technology-focused initiatives. UX design strategy is going to be understanding your users from kind of an intimate perspective, their habits, their behaviors, their patterns, and how that will affect the design and user experience of a website or a mobile product or a digital product. If you look at social media strategy, that's being strategic with a brand's social channels through smart and engaging content where users can do things like applaud and amplify and converse with the brand. If you look at content strategy in the web space, that refers to the creation and planning and delivery of useful and usable content. So there's all these different disciplines of strategy that we can potentially talk about on this show. And then if we look at the second layer of strategy, which is, you know, kind of the definition, the defining, or I would say the philosophies of strategy, I basically want each guest to come on to define strategy in their own way, because they're going to have different disciplines and strategy to them is going to be different things. So I would love to hear our guests' definition of strategy, you know, obviously along with some nice resources and tips and tricks and exercises, which will lead me into the third layer of complexity for strategy, which is the nuts and bolts, right? The inner workings, the guts, the tactics. I want to give you guys great resources, cool exercises to do, different tips and tricks to make strategy easier for you. Or maybe not easier, but more robust. So with all that being said, I think we are pretty close to coming to a close here. So each episode is going to be about 20 minutes long. I think the interviews will probably be about 15 minutes, and then I'll do a 5-minute wrap-up with, you know, things learned at the end of the episode. So what I want to do is I want to give you guys kind of the three layers of strategy, right? So I would say my discipline really right now is more mobile product strategy, but I would say that I probably have the best discipline in web strategy. over the years, I've learned all these different things with web strategy that I want to pass on to you guys. So what I want to do and what I think would be really cool is to intersperse the interview episodes with episodes that touch on a different tactic of strategy. So not next episode, but the episode after, I'll walk you guys through how I do proto personas for projects. So I'll walk you through that process of researching the users, defining who you are trying to reach or who your target audience is, and developing a persona so that the project team and the clients are all on the same page. My definition or philosophy of strategy is that it comes down to a decision loop. And if I could give you guys a good strategy tip, it would be this. Look in other industries for principles. What I mean by that is, and again, something that's really helped me in my strategy practice, because there's not a lot of stuff out there about digital strategy, was looking to other industries. So I looked into the intelligence communities. I looked at what spies were doing. And, you know, obviously they don't disclose all that information, but there are some general concepts there that you can take and apply to digital strategy. I take The Art of War by Sun Tzu. That's military strategy. And if you look at what Sun Tzu defines as the source of strength for an army is unity. It's not size. So think about that the next time you go on a pitch for your next web project with that next big company. If you're with two other team members, think unity. Don't think, wow, we should have had more people here. Be in sync with one another. So that's kind of my tip. My tip for today's show with the complexity of strategy is to make it more complex and go to other industries for information. No, I'm kidding, but I'm not. So look to other industries and other sectors for inspiration to your own strategy practice. It's really helped me a lot in figuring out something that's kind of been behind a curtain for a very long time, because again, not too many people want to talk about strategy. So I do have a lot of cool guests lined up for about the next 6 or 7 episodes, or the first 6 or 7 episodes. But if you guys are interested or know anybody or, you know, feel like talking about your area of discipline, please reach out to me. You can find us at unstrategic.com, so unstrategic.com. And we're also on Twitter at beunstrategic, so B-E-U-N strategic. Someone actually took unstrategic, the Twitter handle, and kind of bummed about that, but I'll get over it. Oh yeah, and check out our blog on unstrategic.com. So the blog is where I'll be putting up a lot of the resources that I talk about on the episodes. So I actually have right now a couple of strategic trend reports that I found from 2016 that were put out by a few of the big strategy firms. Check those out on the blog. There's a lot of really great information in there, a lot of great data. And in addition to Twitter, we are also on Facebook and SoundCloud. So find us on social and say hello. Ooh, and we're also on iTunes. So obviously find us on iTunes, rate the episode if you can. I would love to know what you guys think. Any comments, questions, concerns, thoughts, anything, just reach out to me. So guys, I'm Adam James LaMagna, the host of Unstrategic, the podcast about digital strategy. Thanks for joining us this week, guys. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Cheers.